Tomorrow, which is Saturday, by the way, emergency supplies of food and medicine are expected to arrive in Venezuela, by land and sea, of course. While Venezuela's military, still very loyal to President Nicolas Maduro, promises to stop the aid from entering. In a time of national crisis, the credibility of both the governments and the oppositions is now justly underlined. I'm Bruce Valley, buddy. This week, we'll be looking at Venezuela. Yep, we've talked about it before. We'll talk about it today. We'll talk about it in the future. All right, let's get started. So Venezuela's opposition says that the relief supplies will provide urgently needed help for the country's suffering people. Well, they're right. Maduro and his supporters and the military backers insist that the aid delivers represents a foreign, in a way, invasion designed to force regime change. Well, the rhetoric has grown furious and hot. And Washington is directly involved, by the way. President Donald Trump, who supports Venezuela's opposition, says Maduro's military men risk, quote-unquote, losing everything if they stop the aid delivery. And Maduro threatens another Vietnam in reply to Mr. Trump if the United States tries to remove him by force. Well, Mr. Rodriguez, which is Maduro's vice president, says that the food and the medicine are poisonous and can be causing cancer. Well, lots of drama. Here's what the opposition leader is saying. Opposition leader Juan Guaido, which is recognized, by the way, as Venezuela's legitimate president by the United States, Canada, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Japan, and many European countries, says that the opposition will, in a way, surrender all of Venezuela's military bases to demand delivery of aid. He and allied lawmakers and politicians in Caracas are currently on the journey of almost 500 miles trek from the capital of Caracas to the Colombian border to welcome cargo arriving by truck. Mr. Maduro has also threatened to close the borders. I think this morning he just closed the borders with Brazil. But blocking the flow of aid won't be easy. He has also pledged to close the border with Brazil. Yep, not pledged, he actually did it, after the country's government promised to deliver supplies into Venezuela. On Wednesday, just a few days ago, a boat carrying 250 tons of aid left Puerto Rico, headed for Venezuela. And Mr. Maduro's government announced it had closed Venezuela's maritime borders with the Caribbean islands of Aruba and many other islands, by the way, to keep the shipments out. Well, here's a political angle. Keep in mind, but Saturday's, in a way, showdown is much more than just aid. The supply of, if you will, medicine and other things from the Colombian border. So what they're worried about is the Colombian border can feed 5,000 Venezuelans in 10 days. But the country's needs are much more, much greater than probably that 5,000 Venezuelans that they're going to be feeding in a few days. It is also about political leverage. Who will claim credit for providing for Venezuela's people? We have to wait and see. Well, this is one of those events that allow political opportunities to both sides. Well, Maduro critics say he'll block shipments of humanitarian aid because he's rather to starve his people than allow someone else to gain credit for helping his people. Well, Maduro backers point out that the American flag on many cargo containers as a proof of Mr. Guaido is an American agent, and that aid shipments are the so-called Trojan horse attack on Venezuela's government. Well, here's the bottom line. The future of Maduro's government continues to depend on Venezuela's military. The shutdown will probably test its loyalty in many new ways.